Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 90 Traffic Game from the Northern Kia Studios. John Ricky with you now on a Sunday afternoon. A reminder that this Saturday, and we are into college football week, it is game week for the Georgia Bulldogs, for the Clemson Tigers. It's game week for just about everybody else. In the matter of fact, it's game week number 2 for Georgia Tech, because, you know, some fans have been talking about Georgia Tech, Georgia State. Georgia Tech will actually play its second game of the year before a lot of teams play their first. So the Jackets will get a real big jump on this season as well. And as we go into that, today, of course, we're just getting underway at Truist Park with the last game against the Nats today. And Big George is back in the lineup, so Jorge is back. He'll be batting second behind Michael Harris here. Braves go for 4 in a row with Lopez on the mound. And they start the day with 33 games to go, 3 ahead of the MESS in the race for the final wild cards, 5 back of the Phillies in the National League East, 33 games to go. And the sort of Braves make a run to do anything, I'm all on board for it. So I have no demand of this team anymore. Waved the white flag yesterday on any demand I had of them winning the World Series, and I said I'm just along for the ride. And if they make the playoffs, great. If they don't, all right, we'll retool for next year. And I'm making no demands of a team where the back end of the lineup is, you know, Laureano, Merrifield, Urshela, Murphy, Arcia, and it has Matt Olson in it. This lineup, the top three, Michael Harris and Soler and Ozuna, okay. After that, I mean, Matt Olson, I mean, what's his nickname? Like 210? I mean, is that it? That's his nickname, right? And then you got Laureano, and then you got Merrifield, then you got Urshela, you got Sean Murphy, I guess he used to be Sean Murphy, and then Orlando Arcia again. It was nice to see Arcia start to swing at least a little bit of a bat. So look, anything I get from those guys, if I get any offense from Murphy, or if I get any offense from Arcia, or if I get any offense from Olson at all in the last 33 games, it's like a bonus. It's like, you know, playing old pinball. Bing, bing, bonus. Oh, hey, we matched. I got a bonus. Because I ain't got nothing from them so far this year, so I got no reason to expect that I'm going to get anything from them the remainder of the year, but sort of Braves to scratch out some wins. Even Brian Snicker was like, you know, I mean, I think we're going to have to win a lot of one-run games. You know, I think that's the way it's going to be here. I mean, because he's not right. He's like looking, going, what can I do? I can't make these guys hit. I don't know what to tell you. 404-726-0929. Been talking today about the Falcons. 2 weeks from today, we'll be having the Wait For It tailgate show right there on Northside Drive. And, of course, the full call of the game and the opening game between the Falcons and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, by the way, when we get into it, Pittsburgh, Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith is back. How about that? there's a little bit of just Justin Fields, Russ Wilson thing. Who's going to start for them? I still think it's going to be Russ, but boy, Justin is chirping hard, saying it ought to be him. So let's keep our eyes on that one, huh? You know, we talk about quarterback controversy. Oh, Atlanta's got a quarterback. No. It's the other guys. I find that funny. But it is game week for a lot of teams in college football here. We'll get back into action in a couple of days on Thursday night. First SEC team to play this year will be Missouri. They will play Murray State and Columbia. No, the other Columbia. On Thursday night, NC State will take on Western Carolina. North Carolina takes on Minnesota in Minneapolis. So that ought to be an interesting game. And so we'll keep our eyes on that. And Dion on Thursday night is up against, North Dakota State. Have you been following what's going on? Eric, have you been following what's going on with Dion out there in Colorado?
Sir, I don't want to get banned, so I'm going to say that, I'm watching from afar. I don't want to lose my credential, John.
Yeah, I understand. I always like to be transparent as I can. Yeah. I personally really like Dion a lot. I've known him, covered him from the time he left Florida State and came to the Braves and the Falcons. I think he's a colorful guy. I've always enjoyed being around him. Always enjoyed interviewing him. I like him personally. But boy, he in the Colorado media, that is
oil and water right there, baby. They ain't mixing. I ain't losing my credential.
Man, this is a public thing, too. I mean, he's up there. He's banning the Denver Post writer from asking questions because the Post guy was calling him out in the paper. And he's telling him, shut the hell up. You're not asking any more questions. I'm pulling your credential. Yep. I mean, in public.
You got to buy a ticket. I might not even sell you a ticket.
And then there's another dude who was like an assistant coach on the team or something, and he was apparently over in like Ahmad Jordan, recruiting Saudi money for their NIL, and he's all mad because he got let go, and he's like, you sent me over there. I spent all my money to go over to Saudi Arabia to try and get money for you for the NIL program, and the whole thing is just a damn disaster. I don't know what's going to happen with them, but if this season doesn't go well, Colorado's probably going to have to go, I always thought it was a bad fit. And the reason I thought it was a bad fit was because I worked for a year of my life in Denver. In 2005, I worked in Denver for a year. Now, I had been to Denver plenty. I went to University of Nebraska, so we would go out to Denver. We'd go skiing and things, and I had been to Denver a number of times in the Mountain West Conference because I was the play-by-play guy at San Diego State, so I had gone to, Boulder and seen a lot of games of Boulder, a lot of games of Fort Collins, a lot of games Colorado Springs, Air Force, and University of Denver and whatnot. I've been to a lot. I've been to Denver quite often. Then I moved there for a year, and when I moved to Denver for a year, I learned something about Denver that I didn't know. Denver is a different place, okay? It's a nice place, but Denver's isolated. It's sort of like if you think about the mountains, you got Salt Lake City on the left, right? And then you got Denver on the right. And over the ranges, over the Wasatch and over the Rockies, those two towns are the two big, gigantic mountain towns on either side of the ranges, okay? And they're both kind of isolated from the rest of the world, and they become kind of insular. And so they become their own little worlds. And the world of Denver is I'm not saying it's bad. Don't anybody in Denver get mad at me. I'm just saying it's a different world than like Atlanta is a different world than New York. Okay. We all agree on that. You all understand that. If you've ever been to New York, Atlanta's entirely a different world than Boston. Denver's entirely a different world than it's its own unique world. And Dion in Denver, I'm not sure it works. Denver is very much about a Denver attitude, which is highfalutin, really snooty. I mean, there are a couple of towns you may not know that have really high impressions of themselves. Okay. Those two towns are Dallas and Denver. Those two towns think they're doesn't stink. Okay. They have really, their impression of themselves that they're better than anybody else. Okay. They have a really high level of self-esteem in Denver. And if you're not part of their kind of click in Denver if you don't come in and immediately say you're right and bow to them and say what do you want me to do. If you don't do that, you're not going to ever be part of Denver. Because I went to Denver, worked there for a year, and said, yeah, I'm not going to do that so much. I'm not coming in here and bowing to you. That's not going to happen. And I knew that never bowing to Denver meant I was never going to be inside in Denver. I was like, okay, I was always going to be an outsider. Because Denver says you're either in or you're out. And I said, yeah, I'm not going to be in your little clique. And when Dion went there, I went, he's not going to be in their little clique. This isn't going to work for him. Dion is not going to be in anybody's clique but Dion's. So he can get away with it in Jackson, Mississippi. He can get away with it in certain places. Denver? Nah, it's not going to work. Because don't understand, Boulder is Denver, okay? It's the same thing. It's like saying Marietta isn't Atlanta. For all of you, Marietta's not Atlanta. The hell it isn't. I mean, it's not like Boulder's Valdosta. It's not even like Boulder's Athens. Boulder is Denver. It's metropolitan connected to, it's right there. It's part of Denver. Boulder and Denver, they're the same, okay? And so they're one of the, you know, Fort Collins for Colorado State, at least it's up the road about 50 miles. And Air Force at Colorado Springs is down range about, I don't know, 80 or 90 miles. No, Boulder is like suburban Denver. They're the local Colorado's the team in town. You know, so, and you're not going to be part of that clique? Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. And it isn't working. It's not working at all. Now, if he were to win 10 games this year, good luck with that. But if he were, then things would be kind of hunky-dory for a while. But I think that the divorce has already happened. The split has already happened because Dion has signaled, I am not going to acquiesce to the Rocky Mountain News, to the Denver Post, to KOA. Dave Logan is not going to be in my, you got to bow to Dave Logan, okay? You got to bow to Woody Page. You got to bow to Denver. And if you're not going to do that, you're going to get eaten alive. And right now, Dion's getting eaten alive in Denver. I mean, eaten alive. And so, while he's got a base of support because he's Dion and he's larger than life, his base only goes so far. He ignites the program and gets the alums excited, but that's the Boulder alums. It is not the Denver propers. And the Denver propers are a different breed. You just have to trust me on this. Because unless you live in Denver, you don't understand it. Denver is a unique place. You either join, you sign up, you go in, and, okay, I'm going to sign on the dotted line. I am all in that Denver is the greatest city in the world, and I am all in on anybody that comes from outside Denver and doesn't understand that we are the greatest city in the world and is an outsider that will never be accepted in town. Unless you sign that in Denver, you're never allowed in. It's not a welcoming city. Hey, come on in. Yeah, bring in away what you got. No, that's not the way it is. It's like, hey, okay, you're here. This is how you're going to act. That's Denver. And Dion went, yeah, that's not how I'm going to act. And Denver said, oh, no, it is, or we're going to shun you. It's like a cult. I mean, it's different. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's their demand. And Denver says, where are you going to go? Ain't nowhere. You're going to go to Western. You're going to go to Goodland, Kansas. You're going to go to Dodge City. You're going to go to Cheyenne. Where the hell are you going to go? You can't go into the mountains. It's nothing but mountains. You got nowhere to go. So Denver is a unique place. And Dion is in the middle of the firestorm of Denver. And so I fully expect that if he wins 3 or 4 games this year, Travis Hunter's going to go off to the NFL. I think this is it. I think Dion's going to be done. And I just don't think this is going to work. It's sort of like the same thing, but nobody believes me when I tell you that Florida State and Clemson are out of the ACC. They're done, okay? They're never going back. There's no way the ACC is going to say, yeah, and Florida State and Clemson, oh, you're right. No, they're divorced, okay? They're separated. They're not going back to the ex-wife. Oh, honey, I still love you. No, there's no going back. They're done. Out. We're separation of property here. Who gets the kids on the weekend? We're done. There's a divorce. We're out. And so Denver says either welcomes you in, or if you fight against being welcomed into Denver and you say you're not going to accept it, then you're never going to be in. I got that within about 60 days of being there, and I went, yeah, I'm not going to accept being here. I'm just not. And so I lasted a year in Denver and said, yeah, I'm out. Bye. I worked 1 year and quit. And I said, I'm just not going to do the Denver thing. I understand it. It's great. It works for you. And it's in a nice town. It's, you know, Cherry Creek's nice. It's a nice city. It's a beautiful town up against the mountains. Got a lot going for it. But it's its own different place. And Salt Lake City is much the same way. It's its own different place. And you're either in or you're out. And no, I'm just like, I'm out. And so I was out. I'm like, I'm more of an Atlanta guy. I think I'm out. It was like Shark Tank. Yeah, for those reasons, I'm out. And I think Dion, for those reasons, he's out. But they play North Dakota State on Thursday. We'll see how that goes. Friday, you get Oklahoma playing its first game as an SEC team against Temple. Michigan State with its new quarterback and its new coach against Florida Atlantic. And then, of course, Saturday is going to be just Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Too. I mean, that Thursday through Monday of next week is just so much fun. So many huge games. I can't wait for it. And it all begins Thursday. And it's just going to be nonstop for five solid days of incredible college football. 404-726-0929. Still need a Florida State fan to come in here and give me what you expect now of the Florida State Seminoles and more. We got Spencer and Cass hanging on. Quick break. And then your call is next with John Frick on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I just got a DM from a friend of mine who's a Panthers fan. I'm not trying to diss Georgia State. I'm really not. And by the way, congrats to our, I guess congrats probably the wrong word, to Kennesaw State, this being game week of Kennesaw State's first ever game in FBS. They are now in Conference USA. Kennesaw State's playing Texas San Antonio in its Conference USA opener in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome. And here go the Kennesaw State Owls. They have jumped up to Conference USA. So they are in the kind of the big time there. They're in the group of five. And so welcome to the group of five for the Kennesaw State Owls and for Brian Bohannon and company. We'll see what Kennesaw State can do here. 404-726-0929. Let's get to your calls here. Spencer is here with John. Hey, Spencer, welcome to the show.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, John, I want to be, let me be clear. I'm not defending Dion, okay? You there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. But I disagree about if he has a bad year this year, he's going to be gone because of the noise. Because the bottom line is money. They've been making that just that one year. They were setting record numbers for money made, money that was brought in because of Deion being there. Now, I'm not doubting what you say, the people in Denver are whatever, whatever. But if they were so invested in that program, they wouldn't need nobody to go to get NIL money somewhere, and you would have all that going on with whatever happened with him going over to Saudi Arabia. But Deion is making that place money. And that's the bottom line for the people is money. And then
all right,
one
Spencer,
more thing
all right,
about.
So let me, by the way, you're correct. But I guess I didn't finish my thought there when I was trying to explain how Deion doesn't fit Denver. All right. When I said that if he doesn't win this year, the Deion will be gone. Let me complete that thought for you. Deion won't be there because Deion will quit. And the reason Deion will quit is that he can't take it anymore. I can see him cracking already, Spencer. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This dust-up that he's having with Denver Post, okay, this is what I'm telling you. He is not Denver, and Denver has rejected him. Now, he may be bringing money into the university, but the money that's at the University of Colorado is not Denver money, okay? The money at the University of Colorado is California money. It's California money because most of the students at the University of Colorado are from California. They can't get into the UC system, and they go to Colorado. That's a very common thing. There are thousands of Californians who go to the University of Colorado at Boulder, okay? And so that California money pours into CU, but it's not Denver. There is a – I guess what I'm saying is I think Deion will get fed up. And because if he has a bad year, if he thought he was blasted for what happened last year, now that he's started this war and he's taken the war to the media to the next level, it's going to be gloves off. And they are just going to, if he has a bad year, Spencer, they will beat the hell out of him on radio, TV, and the newspapers and on the blogs for the year to the point where I think Deion will quit.
Well, I think Deion is built better than that. We don't have any record, any proof of Deion ever quitting because people talked about it. So I can't agree with you on that. I don't think Deion's a quitter like that.
Spencer, I'm not talking about that. I wouldn't blame you if he did.
You
you're missing my point here. Spencer, you're not hearing me. Spencer, okay, you're just not hearing me. Spencer, I'm being as clear as I can. Denver is a different place. I wouldn't blame him. Spencer, I've been trying to walk you through this. I just spent 10 minutes explaining to you. Denver is a unique world.
Because you keep going back.
Eric, was I clear about how Denver's a different world?
You said different world. What different world doesn't mean Deion is different. Can we say that? Deion is a different person.
Yeah, but Deion and Denver are water and fire. They don't mix. Do you not see that?
But money is the bottom line.
Okay, this is again through to Spencer. Okay, thanks, Spencer. We'll see what happens. I appreciate the phone call here. 404-726-0929. Eric, he didn't understand what I was saying at all, did he?
Well, he has his perspective. Yeah, you're saying that Denver has a different mentality. It's a different type
yes.
of vibe. It's a different
right.
type of everything.
They are at war with each other, and this war is not going to end well.
Yeah, nope.
Okay? And to the point where I think Deion, who's already – I think Deion's close to just saying, you know, screw it, I'm out. I mean, that's basically
well,
what he's
I'll
saying.
Give you one big reason why he's not doing that just yet. Number two,
right. money.
Number 21. No, it's not even the money.
Right. Well, it's Travis Hunter and Shadur.
Yeah,
and once those two are gone, mm-hmm. then he's probably going to go, you know what? I don't need this because Spencer doesn't understand that Deion's life is miserable in Denver. Okay. It's miserable. He doesn't understand that it's miserable. And I don't blame Deion. I just tried to walk Spencer through that your life can be miserable. And the other reason my life that year in Denver wasn't miserable was because once I recognized that you either signed on to be Denver or you didn't, once I realized when I chose not to sign on to being Denver, that they were going to try and make my life miserable, I just ignored them. I went, yeah, I'm going to ignore it. He can't ignore it. Okay, so he cannot ignore the fact that it is a full-on assault on him. you know. And so he at some point he's just going to go, you know what, enough of this. I don't need this. I'm out. It's like I said, Shark Tank. For those reasons, I'm out. I said, I think, and he doesn't understand. Deion's not a quitter. It's not that Deion's a quitter. It's that Deion is being shoved out the door by a group of people who would just refuse to accept him. Okay? I can't explain it to Spencer. He doesn't understand. But Spencer, you don't understand. You never lived there. I tried my best. I did live there. I understood what it was. And so if there are certain towns that you have to, Spencer, I don't know where you've lived in your life, but there are certain cities where you have to accept that you are going to be part of that. It's not a welcoming, open, you know, hey, everybody come in Atlanta kind of feel, okay? That's not the way certain towns work. Certain towns are what we would call closed societies. Boston is a closed society. Denver is a closed society. Salt Lake City is a closed society, okay? You are either going to go to those towns and you are going to accept that Denver's the greatest city in the world and you're all in on Denver and everything is Denver and it's all about Denver. You're going to go to Salt Lake and the same thing. You're going to go to Boston and the same thing. Or you're not going to be welcome. And Deion refuses to say, I am all about Denver. Everything is great. Denver's the greatest town in the world. I love all you guys. We're going to do such, you know. I mean, he doesn't have to. No, Deion's going to do things his way. And Denver's like, no, that's not the way it works. You don't do things your way. You do things our way. Okay? And that's how it works. And I'm just telling you, that's how things are. And if you've never, Eric, for people who've never been to Boston, don't understand that Boston's a closed society. For people that have never been to Salt Lake or Denver, who don't understand that those towns are closed societies, right? They're just different. You know, Atlanta's an open town. We got people from all over. You know, we carpet each other, but we got people from all over. No, Boston's only for Bostonians, okay? Denver does not want people moving in from the outside. They don't want people moving. No. If you move in from the outside, then you got to become Denver. Do you follow? And Deion is never going to be Denver. He is never going to be Denver. You know what? You know the best person to ask about that? Mello. Go ask Mello.
Oh, yeah?
Go ask Mello his opinion of Denver.
He was the star there. Mello, I mean, there's probably several people from the sports teams that, you know, could comment on it. Yeah, you know, John Elway definitely became Denver. So, you know, I guess.
Yo, John Elway became Denver, right. Yeah. Peyton Manning had to become Denver. You've got to become Denver. You've got to be able to be willing to have somebody take a tire iron and brand your arm. I'm not kidding you. That's the way it is. I mean, it's metaphorical.
Yeah, I was about to say, John, that's a little extreme.
It's not real. It's, you know, yeah. So Spencer doesn't understand what I'm trying to say here, which is Deion's just going to say, hell with this. And by the way, I don't blame Deion at all. And I don't blame Deion for getting into it with the Denver media, because I think the Denver media blows. Okay? So I'm with him on this. I stand firmly with Deion on this because I like Deion and I think Deion needs to be in a better place. I think Deion needs to go somewhere else that isn't that place. That Deion needs to go. If I were to pick some place, I actually think Deion, wouldn't it be interesting? Deion in the NFL might be interesting only because he doesn't have, but I don't think he'll ever go to the NFL because he wouldn't have full control. He doesn't have full control. And so since he wouldn't have full control, he could just kind of be the head honcho, you know, larger than life. But I don't know if an NFL, Jerry Jones, boy, hire him to be the Cowboys and let's see what happens. That would be hilarious. I'd love it. Cass is with us. Hey, Cass, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, what's going on there, John? I'm actually a Falcons fan from Pennsylvania, believe it or not.
Well, no, that's quite all right. Well, so are you Western or Eastern? Wait, Western or Eastern?
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Okay. So we play your guys in week two, not week one. That's all. We got the doubleheader against Pennsylvania.
About 45, I'd say 45 minutes. I'd say about an hour away from Philadelphia, hour north of Philadelphia. Yeah, so like I'm a big Falcons fan, so I'm kind of, but I just want to talk to the Falcons here for a minute. Yeah, I'm bit cautiously optimistic about this season. I'm excited, obviously, because this is they've made more moves now than they probably have made in the last 7 years. I think even probably since 2017. But even then, I think we're kind of all like railing and kind of a little bit depressed from the Super Bowl in 2016. But I guess this is probably the most I'm excited about, but I'm also a little bit hesitant, not just because of the history of our franchise, but it's more like there are some things about the team and the schedule that I'm just not liking. Like, for example, we have to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is not going to be easy, at all, especially when there's going to be probably 30, 40,000 Steelers fans inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's just the way it is. They always travel there.
Okay, so stop right there. Stop right there. We're going to have to take a break, okay? And then I want you to finish on the other side. But I want to dispel one notion. There will not be 30,000 Steelers fans here. 95% season ticket sales, Cass, 95% season ticket sales sold out. Falcons fans are going to show up in droves, okay? Everybody said, oh, the Packers are going to pack. No, there were maybe 10,000 Packer fans at that game last year, and the rest were Falcons fans. Not going to be 40,000. The crowd is still going to be 80 to 85% Falcons fans, okay? Let's dispel this notion that Steeler Nation is taking over our stadium. They're not. All right. We'll continue with Cass here in a moment on Sports Radio 90 Time Game. Sports Radio 90 Time Game. 2 weeks from today, the Atlanta Falcons open the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Falcons are favored in the game by about 3 points over one of the great franchises, of course, six-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers. But the Falcons, I think, on paper, they're the better team. We'll see if they, this whole thing about them not playing in the preseason. But Russ didn't play in the preseason either, so we'll see if Russ starts for the Steelers against Kirk Cousins, and neither of them have, taken a snap for their new team. So it's going to be an intriguing game. Arthur Smith back, of course, is the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, very first game that we play. So there's a lot of different storylines to this game here, and Cass is joining us to talk a little bit about what he sees of the Falcons season, and he was patient to wait through the break, and I appreciate that. Cass, welcome back, and please continue. Cass? Okay.
Me?
Yeah, hey, I can hear you now. Yeah.
So I guess more it's more the schedule that kind of concerns me is because Pittsburgh is not going to be easy to beat. I think we could win that game. I think we should win that game. However, Mike Tomlin's a great coach. The Steelers do have a really good defense, and obviously the Pittsburgh. I think they Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. I don't know who's going to be starting, but they're not going to be easy to beat. Plus, and then Week two, we have the Eagles in Philadelphia, which is very concerning because we haven't won there since 2012, and we really don't win in Philadelphia. And then we have Kansas City at home on a Sunday night, the defending world champion. So I just don't want to start 0-3. That's kind of what I'm.
Well, we're not going to start 0-3. I mean, first of all, we're going to beat Pittsburgh. We're the better team. We're at home. We're the better team. If they don't win. I think they're as good a team. I think they're close to being as good a team as Philadelphia, but they're on the road and they're in Philadelphia. I think you're underselling, I think, how good the Falcons are. But they're on the road in Philadelphia.
We
and
have
things
to see
happen.
Them
so I don't.
We have to see them on the field first, though. We have to see them on the field first. I mean, it's.
All right, well, yes, I understand
we got
that. You understand
on,
that
but,
as well. Yeah. And but when you say that, you're saying, well, no, but Cass, see what you're doing? You're saying that anybody that is positive is overselling, and therefore we have to see them on the field first. But if I undersell them, I'm being realistic. See, that's not the way it works, okay? You don't get to undersell and say you're realistic, but tell all of us who see something really, positive working here that we're unrealistic. All right, so that's not fair, and you can't do it. I mean, I won't let you
I'm
do it on my show. Because,
I'm,
no,
I'm
that's exactly
sure,
what you're
trying.
That's a very Abe Gordon thing. I mean, it drives me crazy.
Listen,
realistic are all no, but people who say they're realistic, Cass, are always pessimists.
Well, they're the. You know what the deal is? They're probably not married. Oh, I can't ask her out. I'm a realist. I'm never going to, you know, I mean, okay. I never walked into a bar saying, hey, this isn't going to work out for me. I don't know about you, Cass. I walked into Atkins Park. I walked into Rusty Nail. I walked into Manuals and said, man, I own this place. Whether I did or not. I'm sorry, Cass. I didn't get into my. I think we're going to be fine, Cass. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I mean, I personally think that 12-5, 11-6 is really on the table. I really believe we can win 11, 12 games, you know, but like,
yeah, I do too.
But it's again, like, it's just like, you know, we haven't seen them, you know, take one snap in the preseason yet. That was one little concern that I had. I'm not saying they should have played for a whole half, but I would have liked to see Cousins and the first team offense out there for a series, just to see, just for 4 or 5 snaps in, you know, in one preseason game, just to kind of see where they were timing wise with everything. But it's like, that's kind of the thing that does worry me, is that Pittsburgh was really playing their starters, and obviously they paid for it, because now they're going to miss Jaylen Warren and they're going to miss a few other guys. But I guess, like, it's just that, you know, like, I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan. Okay, I'm a lifelong Falcons fan since 1998. I hate to say I'm pessimistic about the team, but it's like.
But you are.
I am. I've had my heart broken one time.
And that's fine. I mean, as long as you admit that you're pessimistic. I'm not. I'm a lifelong Falcons fan, too. You know, I've been following them since the General Bob Lee was running around there at quarterback, Scott Hunter. I mean, I've been a Falcons fan for a long, long, long time, okay?
I've been one since before the Michael Vick days. Yep. Chandler, Jamal Anderson, the Dirty Bird days.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, you've got a long history, too. I do. I go back to, you know, I was, you know, my first real super year of, you know, nonstop was Markowski's rookie year. So I go way back, you know, and I miss Fulton County, and I miss the Blackbirds, and I want the Red Helmets back, and I want the Silver Britches back. I'm kind of that guy. So I've seen a lot of lows, and I've seen some pretty decent highs. I haven't seen a Super Bowl yet. I think this is one of the best teams I've seen on paper. And granted, it's only on paper here, but I want to believe, if nothing else, that to me, Cass, the biggest addition in this offseason is not Kirk Cousins. It's not Justin Simmons. It's not Matthew Judon or Michael Penix. It's Raheem Morris. I think the Falcons made the absolute grand slam coaching hire. And it's my impression that we finally have a head coach who is going to potentially be the head coach of this franchise for 15 years. We're going to have our version of Mike Tomlin. And I think that the bright future of the Atlanta Falcons is just now starting. So that's the way I choose to see this. How it plays out, of course, war of attrition and ball bounces funny ways, I don't know. But I think it's going to be a really, really fun year. And I have more optimism in this year than I've had since the Super Bowl year of 2016. So that's
good. I'm excited. I admit I'm excited too. I don't know. Like, there's something in the back of my mind where it's like, as an Atlanta Falcons fan, I feel like something's always about to go wrong.
I understand that. I mean, get it. I know I get it. Trust me, I know. Cass, I lived it too. You know, I mean, falconing happens. You know, I mean, 28-3 is a scar that we all carry. And so, I know. I get it. And to a lot of people, they got to prove it. Well, to me, too, they have to prove it as well. So I'm taking it on faith value, you know, and listening to people like Bo Squidbilly and Will McFadden. Matter of fact, did you get a chance to hear Will McFadden earlier in the show by any chance?
I did not. I'm going to go back and rewind it.
No. You don't have to do that. You don't even have to do that, because I'm going to play it at 1:20. So in half an hour, I'm going to replay the interview.
Appreciate it. I'll be listening. You know, I thank you, John. Yeah, thank you for letting me on.
McFadden will. It's really interesting. Thank you, Cass, for being patient to appreciate here. And I totally get. You know, the only thing I bristle against is my. And I love Abe Gordon to death. A great producer, really talented host, friend of mine, long time, was our producer on the morning show for years. Is that Abe is one of these people that says, I am a realist, and I am naturally realist or pessimistic. Yeah, but you can't be optimistic if you're a realist. And I reject that notion. It's just not the way I live my life. I think it's an awful way. As a matter of fact, I think I want to change that in Abe to kind of prove to him, if you are a person, forget about sports, but if you are a person who walks around and says it's not that realism is pessimism, it's not realistic for me to think that I should get a raise. It's not realistic to think that I should get the better job. It's not realistic that I should be able to date this beautiful woman, or it's not realistic I should have this great house. It's not real. Boy, that's an awful way to live. Your realism should be your optimism. Yes, that's going to happen for me. This will happen for me. You know, there's an affirmation program for all you swampers. That's a personal self-help thing that means that you're trying to succeed in life, and you don't know what succeeding in life is, so I'm just talking to the wall. There's an affirmation program that says that you should cut out pictures of what it is you want, and without thinking about it, you just take out, let's say it's an $800,000 house with a pool, and you put it up on a corkboard or something, and you take a picture of a speedboat, you put it up on a corkboard or whatever it is, a picture of the Parthenon in Greece, because you want to travel, whatever it is you want to achieve in your life, and you put it up there, and you don't think about it, you just watch it and look at it, and it just, over the course of time, you condition yourself after seeing it day in day out, you put it above your calendar, something prominent, and that day in day out you condition yourself that that's what my life is going to be. I don't know if it works or not. I never did it, but I understand the concept. And that is an optimistic kind of way of reaffirming everything that you believe in life. Okay. So you can look at this season and be realistic and say that on paper, this is why I was asking the question today, which I really never got into, which side of the ball is better, the offense or the defense, that there are a half a dozen Pro Bowl worthy that we can name that have either been to a Pro Bowl or are going to a Pro Bowl, again, on both sides of the ball. That's at least a dozen, and that's without saying that anybody else is going to take that big step up to become a Pro Bowler themselves and add their name to that list. Because on offense, all right, Eric, let's go down the list. Ready? I'm going to ask you if they have the potential to be in a Pro Bowl this year, okay? You ready for me?
Let's do it.
Drake London, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's one. Kyle Pitts, yes or no?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins, yes or no?
Yes.
Bijan Robinson, yes or no?
Pro Bowl, All-Pro, MVP, Player of the Year, Offensive, yes.
Jake Matthews, yes or no?
No.
He's been to like 10, dude.
Right, but he's no longer up echelon left tackle.
Yeah, dude, he's still a left tackle in the NFL, protecting the blind side of a $100 million quarterback for a reason.
Okay.
Okay.
That's our first disagreement. We're not going to agree all the time. Okay.
Well, if he weren't, then you wouldn't have him protecting the blind side of a $100 million quarterback. All right, so I'll say that's five. Chris Lindstrom.
Yes.
Okay. Including the potential of saying Bergeron could have a breakout year, right? Or maybe Mooney could have a breakout year or something else. Okay, so that's at least a half a dozen on offense. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball.
Yes, let's do it.
Grady Jarrett.
Potential, yes. Going to be tough, but he's got a potential, absolutely.
All right, just to say yes or no question.
Yes, yes, John, yes.
Okay. David Onyemata, yes or no?
No.
Oh, wow, I think yes. Of course, we agree without disagreeing here. Jesse Bates.
Yes.
Justin Simmons.
Yes.
Matthew Junon.
Yes.
A.J. Terrell.
Yes.
So that's at least a half a dozen or so. And that's not including a breakout year. Again, how good is Clark Phillips? Is he going to suddenly appear on the scene?
Mm-hmm.
How good is Mike Hughes going to be? How good is Zach Harrison going to jump with Matthew Judon on the other side of him? Is Arnold Ebiketie going to blow up into something? What about Caden Ellis? What about Troy Anderson?
Yeah, I was going to say, one of our linebackers could be top two or three tackles.
Right, exactly. So when you're talking a half a dozen or so on either side of the football, with the potential of two to four more having those kind of seasons, now that's the optimist in me saying that on paper, with a coach who I really am buying hard and biting at my own risk here, because I've been around this game for near 50 years. So I can see where things kind of fit, okay? And when there's a coach fit and a program fit, you can tell. And when there's not, you can also tell, all right? And it's like Kirby Smart coming to Georgia was a fit. And you went, oh, okay, that works. You know, I mean, you could just see it was going to work. Now, I didn't know that Josh Heupel would work at Tennessee. I was like, eh, I didn't. Now it obviously has, but you had to show me. You know, I wasn't sure about Brian Harsin working it up. Well, of course, that didn't work so much, right? I mean, so, but in this case, Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, I think, have the potential, optimistically, to be that best head coach, general manager duo, potentially the best ever for the Falcons. That's a lot to put on them, but it's possible. Now, that may be down the road, 3 to 4 years, 5 to 6 years, but it's possible they could be. And the duo itself fits, okay? They fit together. I really like everything about they are on the same page. They are symbiotic. They understand each other. They have handled this offseason. And let me ask you this. It's a question I asked Squid Bill yesterday. Have the Atlanta Falcons had the best offseason of any team in the NFL? And the answer to that, I think, is an unequivocal. Again, Swampers, it's a big word, I know. Comes out of the frictionary. It means by themselves. Unequivocal, yes. They went out and added Kirk Cousins, Justin Simmons, Matthew Judon, and they did so by able to get a quarterback that they viewed as being 1 or 1A in the draft to back up Kirk Cousins. That could be your future starter, that we don't have to worry about in 2 or 3 years where we're going to get a quarterback because we're not in a position to draft a quarterback. And they did so by, you know, helping themselves in a lot of other ways too, in terms of contracts with guys like Chris Lindstrom and AJ Terrell. We'll use those two as examples to, you know, lock them into deals that were going to make the Falcons for a long time. I think they have managed to structure this. I think it's been extremely well done. Not just well done, extremely well done. And that takes coordination between three people. The owner, the GM, and the head coach. And I think finally that triumvirate is in place. Now, maybe I see that and you don't, or I see something that isn't there. I guess time will tell on that, right? I'm just telling you my experience says I think that this is... That delta, yeah, that's going to work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.